everyone, and welcome to our ordinary December council meeting for today, Wednesday the 17th of December. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 5:33, and in doing so, respectfully acknowledge the Gadiyara people whose land we're on this afternoon, respectfully acknowledging the contribution of Gadiyara elders past, present and future in working together for the betterment of the future city of Port Hedland. Welcome. Okay, item 3, recording of attendance. Attendance as listed. 3.2, apologies, there are nil. 3.3, approved leave of absence, there are nil. Item 4, response to previous questions. Questions from the public at the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday the 26th of November 2014, there are nil. 4.2, questions from elected members at the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday the 26th of November, there is nil. Item 5, public time. Public, this is your time. Just an important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with the minute taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for your recording to be of participation to be released, please indicate this at the outset. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 6.16 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. I'll declare public question time 5.1 open at 5:35. Can I please have a show of hands who has questions? Okay, I've only got one, so I'll start with you, Mr. Pound. Please come up to the lectern there. Please state your name and your street address nice and clear.
Postal or street?
Just street address, please.
My name is Mike Pound, street address lot 73 Greenfield Street, south of the Wilson. Chris, you're in regards to item 12.1.6. Finance are limited, but the proponents have responded to a prospectus which was sent out by the town board seeking expressions of interest in the development of transit workforce accommodation village on land which has specifically been designated this type of venue. Over the last 18 months, and even up until the day before the agenda was released, the ads in the town, and more specifically the Major Economic Development, have been positive and encouraging, with no sense of doubt shown towards the wanting the project to happen. Yet the officer's report and recommendation shows no reference and provides reasons previously undiscussed with the applicant. I believe provide justification as to why so.
So in terms of providing justification, the environment has changed, and the environment has changed considerably since that original prospectus was released. The report itself is quite well explained and does provide considerable explanation. This is an item to be considered, so I don't want to prejudice an item that's about to be considered. So I do encourage you to stay and hear the consideration and the debate of that item, item 12.1.6. That will be considered tonight, but really that's as far as I can go at this stage.
Sure. That's all for the
No worries. So if you could hand a copy of that question to Governance here, just so we can help with our minute taking, that'd be great. Are there any further public questions? Thank you for that. I'll declare public question time closed at 5:37. Thank you. I'll now declare public statement time open, 5.2 at 5:37. Are there any public statements? Everyone sure? Okay. I'll declare public statement time closed at 5:38. Thank you very much, members of the public. Item 6, questions from members without notice. Deputy Mayor.
Madam Mayor, I just have one question relating to the waste centre, and wondered if the CEO could bring back at some stage some information regarding a chip shop that might be occurring out there.
CEO?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I understand the staff are looking at some options, and we're happy to bring something back to the council early in 2015.
Thank you.
Councillor De Cash. Councillor Gillingham. Councillor Hooper. Councillor Hunt.
Nothing, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Butson. Councillor Melville.
Nothing, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Great, thank you. Okay, item 7, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before us. Can I please have a show of hands? Let the record record 8-0. All in favour, thank you. Item 8, confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting, 8.1. Confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on Wednesday the 26th of November 2014. I have that there. Do I have any points of clarifications or any amendments or anything that's been picked up in those minutes? Do I have a mover? Councillor Hooper, do I have a seconder? Councillor Jacob, do I have any against? Motion carried, 8-0. Well done. Okay, item 9, announcements by presiding member without discussion. Again, it's been a very, very busy period leading up to this meeting, and it's been an absolute pleasure to attend a number of local primary schools and, of course, our Headland Senior High School's end of year presentation. And well done to all our graduating students, and thank you to councillors who helped me with some of those engagements as well. And we certainly had the two-pronged attack this year, with both Year 6s and Year 7s going off on their journey to secondary school at the end of this year. So thank you for everyone helping me out there. In this period before this meeting, we've hosted Sir Peter Cosgrove's visit, which was, we're still getting letters and still getting positive feedback, which is great. I attended the Sir Optimist International Port Hedland Days for Girls fundraiser event, drew out the raffle prizes there, and that was a fantastic fundraiser. Also, the RSL Port Hedland Remembrance Day service was very good as well. The Port Hedland Fire Brigade Open Day on the 15th of November was a bit of a highlight. They actually set a car on fire, so there was a bit of smoke, a bit of flames, and it was a good introduction. I think a lot of kids, hopefully in a positive way, thought about firefighting and being involved. There was great turnout, a lot of families and young families at that open day, so well done to the Port Hedland Fire Brigade. I had the pleasure of opening and giving a speech at the Yandina Family Rehabilitation Centre, Drug and Alcohol Rehabilitation Centre, which is very, very positive, and I'm very proud that we've got this facility in our township and look forward to helping to make a difference there. And another important initiative, and I'd like CEO to commend our events team for their facilitation, was the White Ribbon March and the South Hedland Town Square Markets and Melodies event, which focused in around the White Ribbon, but also Christmas. And I know that we did that in conjunction with Bloodwood Tree and the Say No to Domestic Violence group. And it was, I know it was difficult, a lot of groups pulling it all together, but it certainly paid off, and it was really good to have. It is important to have these sort of events at high-profile events and at our events, so that was really good. So if you could commend Kylie, it was a very, very hot day, and I just know that she did an outstanding job. So that's my report. Item 10, reports by elected members without discussion. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, I guess to start off my report, I'd like to formally congratulate you on the award that you have just won. The Mayor this past week has won the National Pride of Australia Medal in the environment category, and that is an onflow from the state medal she won. So it's a tribute to your dedication and wonderful work in the environment section's protection of our turtles, and certainly putting us on a national level and exposing the town to such great accolades. So I congratulate you, that was a wonderful achievement. I too have attended a couple of graduation ceremonies, so that's quite good fun, South Hedland in particular. It's always, it takes you back when you see all of the kids, all of the photos come on board, and then you see all the kids, they kill themselves laughing when all of the presentations come, so that was a little bit of fun. Had also represented the town at the PDC board meeting and the Regional Development Australia Pilbara board meeting and the PRC meeting. recently. So other than that, I've attended a few of the same, the Yandina opening, which I'm so proud to have that facility in our neck of the woods. It's an accolade that it's in the town's boundary, and it certainly is a facility that's so vital for what it is that the community experiences here. So the Drug and Alcohol Rehabilitation Centre is fantastic to be out there at Turner River, and it's a great location too. And in closing, I'd just like to thank the staff from the town of Port Hedland and wish everybody, including my elected members, a safe and merry Christmas, and look forward to working with you all in 2015.
Thank you. Councillor Cash.
Thank you, Madam. I also congratulate you on your another fine achievement. You're definitely racking up the awards. Congratulations. On the 4th of December, I attended a Wagga Forum on Security and Roles of Local Governments. Training on this issue will be provided by Wagga next year, a very important training program that I believe all councillors should attend, especially on dividing on new housing developments when it concerns crimes. I got a book here from the course, Talk Think Crime, mm-hmm. And it was signed by this gentleman, Dr. Paul Cousins, who is an environmental criminologist and a renowned expert in crime prevention through environmental design. CEPTED, he is internationally accredited, advanced CEPTED practitioner with a doctoral qualification in crime design, plus many other things. So, Madam Mayor, I'd like to hand you this book, or maybe somebody in the Director of Planning to read, and I accept the sign, so that was well done.
Right.
So it's a very good course, and it just explains the different issues that are coming out when planning for housing estates and the crime prevention things that council has got to ask if developers are doing the right thing. So
sure.
It's a good thing. So
after
that, I briefly attended the WARCA meeting, WARCA meeting. Mm-hmm. I also attended a JB Hi-Fi function, and just for council to note that they are now a Wagga approved supplier of goods, electrical and other stuff. So again, I'll put that in my report with what I learned at that forum. And Madam Mayor, I also attended that meeting and finally met the other directors face to face, which is good to see. And as you well know, Madam Mayor, that we all agreed on a proposal that was raised at that meeting. So, pretty busy, but that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Gillingham?
Yes, thanks, Madam Mayor. I've attended the School of the Air end of year presentation concert that they held at the St. Cecilia School Hall. All the children, parents, and all the families from the station to the Pilbara came in and had their presentation, and also their year 6-7 graduation. So it was a great evening, and they were even featured in the Carols by Candlelight movie, singing their jingle bells, so that was a great evening as well, the Carols by Candlelight, and thank you, congratulations to the organisers. David, you can pass this on to all your organisers, the Carols by Candlelight. It was really a welcome evening, cool change after a very, very hot day that day. Also, I attended the book award for Cassia Primary School, presenting a book on behalf of Mayor Howlett at the Wanangura Stadium last week, and also the South Island Primary School Year 6-7 graduation. A lot of children graduating up to high school, so I believe that the high school numbers next year will grow by about 200 with this intake, so it's pretty good for our town. And just like to say all the best and Merry Christmas to everybody for the festive season. So thank you, everybody.
Councillor Hooper?
Thank you, yes. Thank you, Jen. It was a great night. We enjoyed the carols by candlelight, and I will pass on your congratulations to the team. I oversaw it, but of course they did all the work, and the Town of Port Hedland was one of the sponsors, as were many other community members, and people really did get behind it this year, so it was a good event. The highlight for me this month was on the night when you got your award, Mayor. I was sitting in the seat about to present your award to the Port Hedland Primary School recipients, and when I got your note, and I'm dead keen to read it out, but I didn't get that opportunity. But it was a great night sitting there and watching these little kids. It's been 7 years since I saw my youngest graduate at Port Hedland Primary.
Yeah.
And it always amazes me at the I guess the quality of the leadership in the young children as they're stepping up, yes. and not to mention their humour. So thank you for that.
Yeah, no, thank you. Councillor Hunt?
I've been on leave for most of the last month, so I have nothing to report, but I feel guilty.
Thank you. Yeah. Councillor Butson?
I'd just like to thank David for the Carols by Candlelight. It was a lovely evening, and congratulate you on your award.
Yeah. Thank you. Councillor Melville?
I'd just like to report that I finally got to visit Walga last week for a training course, which was, I found, quite beneficial and rewarding. So thanks for the opportunity for going down there. That was well worth it. Meeting a couple of the other councillors from a metropolitan councils, which is always good to share stories and get some feedback from them. And also congratulations on your award, Mayor Howlett. Thanks.
Thanks. Thank you, councillors, for all your efforts. Okay, item 11, petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions. There are nil.
One small presentation, Madam Mayor.
Right.
Okay. Just a moment.
Thanks. Happy Christmas to you.
Oh, not mine.
No.
Mayor Howlett, this is just a small token of, I think, our honour of you winning that amazing award, and for what you've done for Port Hedland in terms of putting Port Hedland on the map, but more importantly for the environment of Port Hedland. So this is just a token of our appreciation, and do also thank Councillor Butson for making such
thank
a beautiful
you.
Arrangement. I will put them down on the grounds
then. Thank
and
you.
Just a little congratulations card, which I'm not sure if all elected members have signed yet, but we'll make sure we get their credit card details and sign that.
You didn't have to do that, thank you. So next time I'm doing a litter clean-up, I know you'll be all there to help, won't you?
No.
Actually, Councillor Nakash, I recall one time when you actually helped me bang up some signs, remember?
That's
when
right, Madam Mayor.
Banged up signs by the road, yes.
So the chair went past, drove past and beep, beep. And
yep.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
So no, thanks everyone for your support and assistance. You have helped out. All right, so no further petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions. We'll go to reports of officers. Item 12, 12.1, Community Development and Development Services, 12.1.1, final adoption of Scheme Amendment Number 72 to the Town of Port Hedland Planning Scheme Number 5. I've got an officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, Madam Mayor.
Move, Councillor Jacobs. Seconded, Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, item 12.1.2, proposed final adoption of Scheme Amendment 64 to the Town of Port Hedland Town Planning Scheme Number 5 to rezone various lots on Bell, Robinson, Sutherland, Thompson Street, Sutherland Street East, from residential R25 to residential R40.
Madam Mayor, I do have a declared conflict. With regards to item 12.1.2, the proposed final adoption of Scheme Amendment 64, as read out just a moment ago, I disclose that I have an association with the app. Actually, I don't. I have a financial interest, and as a consequence, then
I'm needing to leave the room.
There's nothing for me to read.
Financial interest, Councillor Jacob. Okay, so we've got a recommendation there. Councillors, do I have any points of clarification? Do I have a mover? Councillor Hunt, seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Would someone please be able to get Councillor Jacobs? Councillor Jacob, as you resume your seat at the table, letting you know the recommendation as is was passed 7-0. Page 27. Item 12.1.3, the 2015 Northwest Festival approval of events. We have a recommendation there. CEO, just before I do open it up, in light of some informal communication today, do we want to add anything further?
Madam Mayor, I believe that the adjustment of the budget is fine at this stage.
Okay.
And we'll do our utmost to fill that funding gap as advised of today.
Great. Do we need to put anything in there about getting any, bringing it back and letting us know the success of how funding request seeking goes? Anything like that?
Madam Mayor, I'd suggest that, those funding applications may be to a number of corporates as well as government funding bodies. So at this stage, I'm comfortable that we can manage the project, and if we need to then reconsider the scale of the project later in this financial year, we can do so.
Great. All right. Is everyone comfortable with that? Do I have a mover and Councillor Cash, seconded Councillor Hunt? Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Thanks, councillors, for your confidence in that. Item 12.1.4, interim use of the JD Hardy Youth Zone by the Youth Involvement Council. I have a declaration of interest first. I declare an impartiality interest as I'm a member of the YIT board. I'm a volunteer non-financial board member. With regard to this item 12.1.4, I disclose that I have an association with the applicant, being a board member. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on this matter may be affected. I declare that I consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Madam Mayor, I too have an interest to disclose. With item 12.1.4, I am the chairperson of the Youth Involvement Council, so I declare an impartiality interest. I disclose that I have an association with the applicant. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merit and vote accordingly.
Okay, if there's no further declarations of interest, I have a recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification? I have a mover in Councillor Hooper, seconder in Councillor Melville. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, we're all on page 37. Item 12.1.5, delegated planning, building and environmental health approvals and orders for November 2014 and amendment to delegation. I have a recommendation there. Absolute majority vote required. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points of clarification.
Move Councillor Hunt, seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, we are all on page 48. Item 12.1.6, Kingsford Smith Business Park, private treaty proposal, Finance Unlimited Proprietary Limited. I have an officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification?
Yes.
I'll start with Councillor Butson, then Councillor De Cash.
I'd like to put in an alternate recommendation.
Yep.
If possible, please. I've got it here.
So yours was a... alternate or a point of clarification?
No, it's a point of clarification.
So I'll go with the point of clarification first.
I also would like to know why in the officer's report all the benefits of this proposal wasn't put in the minutes, such as the family accommodation to be provided, buses for town functions, and a few other things that weren't highlighted in the minutes. So I'll just...
Only insofar as the report was written, I guess, with information at hand. Officers, including myself as CEO, were privy to the draft agenda item, and I approve the agenda item as it's currently written. So if there's any lack of information there, I'll take that on my chin.
No worries.
Okay, Councillor Buxton, you'd like to move an alternate recommendation. What is that alternate recommendation?
Yes, I'd like to be able to hand it out just to everybody around the table. And might need to suspend standing orders just a few minutes for them to use to read it.
Well, let's hand it out first and we'll have a look at it first. So right from the outset, Councillor Butson, this will not require a simple majority vote. Any disposal of property requires an absolute majority vote.
Through the chair, does that include leases?
Yes, any disposal of property, whether it be lease, sale, anything to do with financial implications? All absolute majority.
So I do want to.
All right, so I'll have a mover in suspending standing orders, Councillor Jacobs, seconded Councillor Melville. Everyone in favour? Yes, 8-0. Okay, standing orders are suspended. Please read.
Getting some other copies made, Madam Mayor, for other executive senior staff.
That's all right. Like advice we've provided in the past, it's always good to provide these sort of things earlier so that people
I've just been busy working, so I haven't had much time.
That's fine. So let me know, councillors, when you're ready to resume.
Okay, can we do consider a motion to suspend standing orders?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Move Councillor Jacobs, seconded Councillor Melville. Tell me when you're ready, councillors, to resume standing orders.
I'm ready, madam.
I'll wait till everyone's ready, so everyone's ready. Yep, okay. So can I have a mover and seconder to resume standing orders? Move Councillor Jacobs, seconded Councillor Melville. Any against? Motion carried. Okay, so Councillor Butson, you have put this alternative recommendation in front of us. In light of receiving this recommendation, CEO, just some executive guidance, please. Yep.
Through you, Madam Mayor. So initially, just looking at the wording, I think it's problematic and potentially ultra-virus for council to receive an in principle to an offer. Mm-hmm. Where the process that has been followed is the disposal of local government property. So we'd need to continue to follow the requirements as set out in the Act. So we have, through the process, advertised the business plan, and then that had been delayed for some time, obviously because of the desire to actually see the TWA strategy put before council prior to making any formal decision. So whilst the officer's recommendation in the report is to thank Finance Unlimited but to not accept their proposal at this stage, you're suggesting that in this case, I think you're suggesting that in essence you'd be seeking that council support the disposal of the land. Is that correct?
It's actually not disposal of entering the disposal of the land or into the, it's just purely asking for an agreement in principle. So basically that, you know, they have stated at the last thing that they would only go ahead and build it if they can actually get the people to actually do it. Also that the complex would actually take 3 years to build if they were to go ahead.
So Madam Mayor, for further clarification, we've more recently had advice from the Department of Local Government and Communities about our wording of disposing of any properties. And
disposal includes lease or...
Disposal includes a lease, and I think if in actual fact, I'm not sure what the in principle would do besides sending a message to the market that you're intending to support it when you actually haven't then dealt with the proper process of disposal, if that makes sense. So if council was not prepared to accept the officer's recommendation tonight, Madam Mayor, I'd be strongly suggesting you lay this matter on the table for further discussion and consideration, because this would actually need quite a bit of work to put an alternative recommendation to council in the form of a disposition recommendation. That would be my advice.
So, Councillor Butson, you've moved this alternate recommendation. Are you wanting to take that advice, or you've still got it on the table and wanting a seconder?
Yeah, I would like to take the advice. It's probably to lay it on the table and go into further discussions at a later date.
Okay, so I have a mover to lay the item on the table. Do I have a seconder? Seconded Councillor De Cash. Do I have any against? Okay, I have speaker for and speaker four, so I have two speakers on four, then against. So speaker four, Councillor Butson, speaker four, Councillor De Cash, then Councillor Jacob. Councillor Butson.
It is important to remind the council that Finance Limited were the proponents who responded to a prospectus sent out by the Town of Port Hedland seeking expressions of interest for suitable applicants capable of developing the trans workers' accommodation. So I feel that with the second part of the recommendation is that Chief Executive Officer Jealous could monitor the feedback, and I would just like to say that I really think that we need to go into further discussions with your proposal, because it's that they've actually been the ones that have actually responded to what we had requested in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, just a point of clarification, Madam Mayor, and I may defer to the Acting Director, but my understanding is that we received a private treaty bid from Finance Unlimited. The Town then prepared a prospectus after that event, which we actually put out to the public. Sure.
That's right. This was a private treaty proposal from Finance Unlimited. We never contacted Finance Unlimited. We never issued an RFP for the property.
They came to us.
They came to us, and we... presented the item to council. And prospectus that we made was geared towards the Polk Goods commercial lots, and it was made after this private treaty offer was made. So the two aren't connected. Just for clarity.
It's a private treaty.
No. Unless they're Bunnings or someone else, but no. So continue on. If you got any more speaking for Councillor Butson?
No, thank you.
Okay,
yeah.
Second speaker for Councillor Cash.
Thank you, Ben. Now, I think that's finance. I mean, I've done everything that's asked for in the Transient Workforce Accommodation Strategy that we spent months and months discussing, dealt with all the relevant parties, and we as council have finally accepted all the recommendations. So, I mean, and they are actually embracing the document itself. Now it's sitting laying on the table, but there is a huge benefit to the town if this goes ahead. I mean, we don't have crystal balls to say if we will or won't, but I think we should at least give them a chance to prove that it will hopefully go ahead and be a great benefit for the council, for the town, both monetary terms and population-wise, hopefully. Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Speaker against, Councillor Jacob.
Thank you very much. Sorry, Madam Mayor, just for clarity, I'm speaking against the item being laid on the table, mm-hmm. So I'm not opening any debate on the item. I just feel that the item has come before Council. There's all the relevant information there for us to make a decision on the item that's been presented inside of the agenda. I don't believe that laying it on the table is going to make any difference or present any new information that we don't already have or have had prior for us to consider the item. So I'm against laying it on the table. It's here. Let's make a decision on it, and then it's clarity for the proponents. It's clarity for the community. It's clarity for council. We don't need to take it into the new year to consider it.
Speaker four. Speaker against. I'll speak against. I also share similar views to Councillor Jacob in that I think we have all the information at hand, and we also have a pretty good finger on the pulse in terms of how the community's going and how the environment has changed. The environment has changed. We have the Budget Motel in South Headland that's closed under care and maintenance. We have a number of hotels with significant number of vacancies. We have a lot more home listings now on the market. We actually have a lot more home listings for sale and for lease. We have a number of developers with the Western Edge, but we also have a number of developments that are struggling to get off the ground. The Junctions, just behind our very own aquatic centre, is one that looks like it's perhaps falling over, that really needs investment, and that's right within the heart of our town, right within the heart of the South Headland CBD. The hotel site in the South Headland CBD also remains vacant and isn't what we're really looking for in terms of our vision for the CBD. We have a number of people that are really struggling. House prices are dropping. People have still got their mortgages, and there's a lot of developments struggling to get finances. Getting bank finances proving even more difficult now, just for Mum and Dad Jones, let alone big name property developers. So with the level of redundancies that have happened in the community of the past few months, BHP Billiton, the Pilbara Ports Authority, Rio Tinto, Atlas Iron, the TAFE, and even the state government pledging to continue to cut another 1,500 state government employee positions as well. So that toppled with the employment market, that toppled with the downturn in business trade that's happening at the moment. Something like this, if this was to get out into the community that we're even contemplating thinking about this, is an injection of bad news just prior to Christmas. So I really don't think this is the sort of Christmas wish we should be getting out to the community. We're very smart, we're very switched on, we know the environment's changed, and we do need to, if we're going to dispose of property, needs to have a business plan, but importantly, it needs to be out in the public so the public knows what's happening and the public has a say. If the public truly knew that people were considering to put this out and to actually support such a proposal, I'd say that that car park would be full and we'd be inundated with several hundred very angry ratepayers questioning what we are thinking about. Now, there are some financial returns to the town of Port Hedland, but as in any business decision, and any good business decision, needs to be considered in its entirety. And certainly it's like saying you've got two arms and we can chop off an arm and we'll be still fine. It's not fine. You can't put that negative news and that negative spin so that people don't build houses and instead have our families camped out at a resort out near the airport. That's just not appropriate in terms of being that Pilbara port city. So I don't like and I don't support that we're actually laying it on the table. A decision should be made, and a very strong decision, that we're supporting our local ratepayers, we're supporting our local homeowners, and we're supporting people to remain in the community. So that's my view on the issue. Right of reply, Councillor Butson. Thank you. Okay, so I'll put it to a vote to lay it to the table. Those in favour of laying the item on the table, a show of hands.
Right on.
So, yep, let the vote button up, yes. Yep. So it's four. Those against laying it on the table, show of hands. Let the vote record 4-0. I have the casting vote, and so no, it is not laying on the table. The motion is lost. So I'll move the officer's recommendation as is. Do I have a seconder? Seconded Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Okay, speaker four. I think I've spoken enough on how strongly I feel about this proposal. I won't waste everyone's time. Second speaker four, Councillor Jacob.
We have against and then another speaker four.
No, you have two speakers four. We've changed our standing orders. Two speakers for, then a speaker against.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Look, I guess for me to start off with my speaking, I look at, I've listed six things that in particular would support most of what you have just said. And I guess the first thing I say is developments should enhance amenities within the town. And my question is, how does allowing a TWA, another TWA, to come in to this town and this community at this time enhance amenity and improve town? I guess I refer to the strategic community plan. There are four themes in our plan, three of which are very relevant. And I ask the question, does approving this project build and unify a vibrant community? No. Does it support economic diversity? No. Does it build and balance all built and natural environments? No, it doesn't. I guess if you look at what our town has currently at the current supply of TWAs, we have BHP Precinct 3 with the possibility of 4,000 people that can be developed. We have Roy Hill in their camp currently. We have FMG with their TWA facility. We have Atlas around the place. So there is a supply of TWAs that are currently in our town and accommodate the industries that are required in the construction phase in particular, because we all have to bear in mind that TWAs should not be here for operational staff. So if we're talking about TWAs, we have a large portion there. We then look at what the project is recommending. They are, by their own claim, saying that they are not interested in taking a lease until they find somebody to uptake the lease. Isn't that speculative by nature? By nature, the project does not fall in line with the vision of a vibrant economic city. It is speculating on the fact that there is and will be people, an industry that can take up their development. What that means to existing businesses, as you've already pointed out, Madam Mayor, is that we have currently accommodation areas such as, and I've put forward to you here, we have accommodation areas in the form of the Osprey Village that currently has a 50% vacancy rate. That's a service workers accommodation unit area. There's the Osprey development that's the potential to come through. And as you've mentioned, we have projects such as the Sunview projects, otherwise known as the junctions in the CBD. We have the Cook Point Rec Club possible development project. We have the Finbar project possible at the old hospital site. We have all of these projects which could be projects that are transformational, really build cities and really also contribute to the community and are accessible by whole of community. Why would we be looking to introduce another TWA which does not build on community at all? And then I look at the closures. I have here, we talk about the closures of the South Headland Motel and the Budget Motel. We have closures of other facilities that have not been able to sustain economically because the impacts of the TWAs that have had on their industry. Imagine a town without the Esplanade. Imagine the town without the Ibis. Imagine a town without the Hospitality Inn. These are the industries that are impacted by our giving rights to TWAs to attend to that industry's mainstay and core business. I'm not saying that they're the same, because we're all very conscious that it's supposed to be a short term, 14 days. Who is going to police that? And why would we make it harder for us as an administration to oversee somebody else's enterprise to make sure that they comply? It's not that easy. We all know that. Compliance is a real big cost to the organisation, and it will continue to be if we have to take these on top of all of that. Now we move on to, I guess, the community opposition. As the Mayor has indicated, there would more than likely be a car park full of community. But right here, we have a list of objections that are inside of your agenda from community who do not want to see TWAs here. And that's quite a substantial list. And that's only from a portion of them, because we all know that a large portion of our community do not want to see TWAs. They would rather see infrastructure projects that come, that build cities like the South Headland area, the West End, other areas. Why would we risk having those come out of the ground at the risk of approving or considering another this proponent's project? I guess one of the things that everyone talks about is financial. Financial, yes, there is a return to town if we consider this. But the reality is the town is in a very healthy fiscal state.
You have 30 seconds to go under the standing orders.
And I guess one of the things is the town is currently not deriving any revenue from this proposal. And the fact that we don't take it will not impact on our healthy state. And in fact, we've just been reported that at the end of this financial year, we are likely to end up with a 1.9 million surplus. We are not in desperate need of the TWA. We also do not want to put out there to the community.
You're out of time. Thank you. Speaker against. Any speakers against?
Yes.
Councillor Gillingham.
Okay, yes, thank you. Yes, I'd like to say that the alternate recommendation that was put forward by Councillor Butchan just now has a lot of merits. And I would like to have had seen it to have laid on the table so that we could have brought it back to have had more lengthy discussions. I noticed that the agenda item, it actually is regarding being on principle only, that if Finance Limited do get a proponent to go into their camps, that they would then seek to move it forward and would take at least 3 years, I believe, to actually to build. TWA camps at the moment are full. Done my homework, they are full. I have a daughter who flies into the Roy Hill camp every couple of weeks. And she's a Port Hedland kid, loves to come back here. And she said 1,500 people at that camp, it's absolutely full. And sometimes she even has to share a room. And that's a bit hard, I think, these days when you want to have your privacy. Now, it's great to see these companies, a lot of these companies are really coming on board now in our town. In fact, they're Roy Hill and associated companies using these TWA camps and other camps. They're actually buying memberships to our recreation groups around town. So they actually take it in turns. I have found this out, that they go around on a Friday night and go to the bowling club, or they go to the Cook Point Red Club. They're actually taking a lot of interest in our town. And I think this is great, because those businesses are actually getting business. When it comes to the Esplanade Hotel, how long did we go without the Esplanade Hotel? How long did we go without it? How long did we lose our hotel? The license is even taken away from us. Finbar, how long have we waited for Finbar? We're still waiting for it. Look, I really think this has got merits. This company came in a number of years ago, asked us. Yes, then a prospectus was made. Yes, then they applied. And I think they've gone through the channels correctly. I think we at least owe them a chance to talk about it again if this alternative recommendation had any chance to go through. I know there are some people shaking their heads here, but I know that how long we've been without accommodation, and when we get caught short again, it's quite possible that we could get caught short again when we boom back up again. Thank you.
Thank you. Speaker 4. Any other speakers against?
I'll speak for against.
Speak for against?
Yes.
Speaking against? Great.
Look,
Councillor McCash.
I understand, Madam Mayor, your concern about the accommodation that has failed. But accommodation that has failed for 4 or 5 years has made $1 squillion. Every one of them got cleaned up everywhere. You could not get accommodation a few years ago. So, and as I mentioned last month in my report about businesses, 50% of them do fail. I mean, that's what happens in Australia, 50% do fail. These ones that failed, I don't know why. As I said, they made heaps of money. So maybe they took the money around, but that's up to them. I believe that this company here should be given a chance to start a business. Now, they know the risk of starting a business. It's the same. They've approved our TWAs, like I mentioned before. They are willing to take the risk in 3 years' time or 4 years' time, maybe later or sooner. But we as a council have got a responsibility to the town. If somebody says that the monetary value could be in excess of $20 million within 10 years after they start, how could we as council knock that back? And plus another $18 million for infrastructure repairs. I mean, they're willing to put their hands in their pocket if it goes ahead. I mean, I've got a crystal ball, say yes or no. But if it goes ahead, the monetary value of this thing, it will be a great bonus to the town. We keep saying we're going to reduce our rates, we keep saying we're going to do this, do that. But if we don't give them a go, how are we going to know? I mean, the car park might be full of people that are objecting because they've got either businesses or they've got 10 houses or whatever. But you ask the other 10,000 that have got to pay extraordinary rates and all that to come and say, would you like $20 million, $2 million a year for the next 10 years or and plus $80 million a year in infrastructure payments? That'd be run over, the people that invested in housing. Give them a go. Let's try. It can't hurt. We've got nothing now, but we can possibly get something sooner. Thank you.
Okay. Any further speakers for or against?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to put to point 4.
Which speaking which way? Sorry, Councillor Butson.
Against.
Speaking
Sorry?
Against?
Yeah.
Councillor Butson.
In point 4, it actually has got finance limited or interested to encourage to meet with Land Corp. Back in November last year, we actually did have quite a outroar from the public saying they didn't want any more TWAs in South Hedland and they didn't want any more in Fredipool. This one is actually being proposed at the allocated TWA areas of land at Precinct 3, and that's where people said that they prefer to see them done where the allocated land is. Now here, it was at the presentation, it was suggested that They approached LandCorp to see if there's any more land available in South Hedland, which the public had said they didn't want any more TWAs in South Hedland at the time.
Thank you, Councillor Butson. Any more speakers for?
Yes.
Councillor Hooper.
Appreciate the time and effort that Finance Unlimited have put into this, but I look at it rather simply that while there is a time frame in here and that it won't be started until proponents or people who are going to help it run are found, then I don't see it as an urgent need at the moment. And I think that just by going with the recommendation of the officer today doesn't necessitate the fact that it's off the books forever. I'm quite happy to, quite willing to bring it back. We'll look at it again at a later date, but I don't think that it's so urgent to get it passed through, pushed through under this circumstance. So I am for the officer's recommendation.
Speaker against? Speaker for? Right of reply? That right of reply is mine and I will take it. I think, Councillor Jacob, you've had a much more organised and you've summed up most of the things. I think just to reiterate to everyone that certainly the iron ore price is still down. It's not going back up just at the moment. We are each day seeing families or seeing on Facebook posts of families selling their furniture, families leaving town, children's leaving our schools with the redundancies that have been made in industry, in the state government, in the TAFE, in various places. The federal budget is very gloomy at the moment, and the state budget is also very gloomy. Businesses here are doing it tough, and they are pushing on, but they are doing it really hard. And certainly, Councillor DeCash, I find it very interesting, your comment about 50% of businesses going down, but certainly, as a local government authority, if we're not here to support business and to support our established local businesses giving it a go, then I don't know who else will be able to help them. And I certainly do not want to, under our watch, see the Esplanade Hotel close. That would be the biggest shame and the biggest crying shame that would ever be possible, let alone seeing Mum and Dad Jones on Somerset Crescent having to foreclose and walk away from their home if they can't keep up with their mortgage repayments, and if the whole environment goes down because we're sending out this message not supporting local, but supporting more of temporary camps and temporary accommodation. So certainly please follow the recommendation. You know, there's environments, if things change, if Outer Harbour projects come on, different things happen, things can change. Things can always come back to, but we must be very mindful of what the environment's like and be very mindful of our ratepayers and residents when we do make important decisions like this. So I'll put it to a vote. Those in favour of the recommendation as it is presented, a show of hands, please. Those against the recommendation, a show of hands, please. It is tied at 4-4. I have casting vote and I support the recommendation.
Can I not do it? Voting decision.
Yep. So for the recommendation, Mayor Howlett, Councillor Jacob, Councillor Hooper, Councillor Hunt. Those against the recommendation, Councillor DeCash, Councillor Gillingham, Councillor Butson, Councillor Melville. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, 12.3.1, Statement of Financial Activity for period end of 31st of October 2014. I have a recommendation there. Any points of clarification? Moved, Councillor Jacob. Seconded, Councillor Melville. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, now we're on to item 12.3.2, 2014-15, Schedule of Fees and Charges, Amendments. Now there is a green amendments page as well.
Thank you, Madam. Can I make a declaration here?
Yes.
Sorry, just for that.
Yep.
This is a impartiality, Madam Mayor, because Robert Fulwell has mentioned and that my wife's on the Relevance Committee.
Yeah, sure.
So,
Councillor DeCash declares an impartiality interest.
Okay, so Madam Mayor, with regard to item 12.3.2, is that on the
Yes.
I disclose that I have an association with the applicant As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Any other interests or any points of clarification or movers? Councillor Melville, you look like you're smiling. Are you moving?
Yes, if you like me to, Madam Mayor.
Well done, Councillor Melville. Seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. So we like to see. All right. Item 12.3.3, Financial Management Accounts Receivable Schedule of Write-Offs, with the recommendation there. It is an absolute majority vote required. Page 64.
Thank you.
I'll just wait for you, Councillor De Cash.
Thank you, Madam. What a right contact. No worries. Thank you.
Move, Councillor De Cash, if there are no points of clarification. Seconded, Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Well done. Item 12.3.4, Amended Policy 3-007, Senior Employees, with the recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, no there, Samuel.
Move, Councillor Jacobs. Seconded, Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, on page 70, item 12.3.5, Review of Systems and Procedures as per Local Government, in brackets, Audit Regulations 1996, with the recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification?
I just have the typo.
Yes.
H-A-I-N-E-S. I did ask this at the agenda briefing the other day. And then when I've looked up at the back here, it's H-A-I-N-E-S, Haynes Norton, U-H-Y.
Not H-Y, H-A-Y.
Oh. Well, I've been misspelling it for 14 years. No wonder they don't talk to me.
Okay, everyone's happy? Would you like to move it, Councillor Hunt?
I certainly will.
Good work. Move, Councillor Hunt. Seconded, Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against?
Yes.
Okay, Speaker 4. Two speakers for, then Speaker against. Starting with Councillor Hunt, then Councillor Hooper, then Councillor De Cash.
UHY Haynes Norton are a very highly regarded company, and that's one reason why, you know, they should be engaged. The report from the governance officer with a review to the town's systems and procedures is very thorough and very good, and I just think it should be received.
Councillor Hooper.
Yes, we would like to think we can get away without having these sorts of reports, and we do need them, so yes, totally for it.
Councillor De Cash, Speaker against.
Thank you, Madam. Look, Madam Mayor, I've got heaps of faith in our governance officers to provide necessary details for the town system and procedures without having to spend $25,000 for outside consultancies. I mean, they've done a good job so far. I really can't see why we have to spend $25,000. Plus, with page 71, Madam Mayor, one of the statements is the town already has a structure in place that comprises of a number of plans, policies and registers, which all deal with compliance and risks across the organisation. This, Madam Mayor, might need a bit of tweaking. I'm sure the governments can do it and be approved by whichever department we've got to send it to. But to spend $25,000 on something that I reckon is already okay, why? Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Speaker 4,
I'm happy
Councillor
to speak for, Madam Mayor. Just relating to having an external party engaged to review the town systems and procedures is some form of impartiality, and also is probably considered some of the best practices around. Their scope of work, I guess, is to identify, it's listed right here, it says identify risk management system policies, procedures, evaluate internal financial control systems, review the probity of the towns, you know, assess systems, develop gap analysis, etc., etc. It's all listed there in the officer's report. My support for the expenditure of the 25 to hire an external impartial review of this of the government of the town systems is based around the fact that they could probably knock that off. You know, if you give a consultant a job, they could finish that in a timely, professional manner that delivers a report that's clear and concise for our administration to work to. Yes, I have, like you, faith in our administration to do that, but that would be work on top of the work that they have to do, plus, you know, not to say anything, but it's always safe and best practice to have an external party review those systems. That way there is recommendations that can be made to improve efficiency and certainly to ensure good governance and accountability. So that's why I would support engaging an external party to do this. And as you said, Haynes Morton is a very reputable company.
Speaker again.
Point of clarification,
yes.
If I may. The time frame for them, Haynes Norton, to actually do such an audit, what would that sort of take them for that?
30th of June 2018.
Is it just 6 months?
This just seems to be in the report, Councillor, so we'll take it as that.
Would actually take that long, the whole 6 months, so $25,000 for 6 months. Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm back into the debate. Against? Or? Okay, right of reply, Councillor Hunt.
All organisations, clubs, everyone like that have to have an independent auditor. Everyone has a treasurer, but then you have to have an independent auditor to make sure that everything has been done by the books. This is what this is. $25,000 is, especially for that period of time, is not a lot of money. Having recently been involved in a club that had been audited and we had a bill for $2,000, it was a much, much, much smaller group than this. So. I think we should go with this.
Great. Okay, I'll put it to a vote. Those in favour of the recommendation, a show of hands, please. Those against the recommendation, a show of hands, please. Let the vote record 6-2. The motion is carried. Thanks. Okay, we're on page 73. Item 12.3.6, Kingsford Smith Business Park disposal process. Absolute majority vote required. I have an officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification?
Yes, Madam Mayor, if I may. Just relating to the actual valuation, given that it was done a couple of years ago, will a new valuation be required to be done by either the agents or whoever?
Through Madam Mayor, yes, the town, for the disposal process, we're required to be informed of a valuation that's not more than 6 months old. So it doesn't mean there needs a sworn valuation on every occasion. You can actually have a new desktop valuation produced, or it can be by being some satisfaction by local real estate agents with a good knowledge of the market. But it still must be within, mustn't be any older than 6 months.
Any other points of clarification? Do I have a mover for the recommendation? Moved Councillor De Cash, seconded Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, we are now on page 79. Item 12.3.7, financial management, 14-15 budget variations, plant operation costs. Again, absolute majority vote required. Any points of clarification?
No points, I don't.
Moved Councillor Hunt, seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, item 12.4.1, Port Hedland International Airport Governance Review, Advisor Award of Tender 14-17. So I have an officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification?
No.
Okay, I have a mover in Councillor Jacob, but just wait. Point of clarification, Councillor Butson, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And is it point of clarification, Councillor Hooper? Point of clarification, Councillor Gillingham? Was that what you indicated?
Yes,
Okay, so I'll start with Councillor Butson, then Councillor Gillingham.
So with this review process, Madam Mayor, through the Chair, this will have to come back to Council before any conditions are made on the leasing?
That's right, Madam Mayor. Through you, this is only one phase of this process, and phase one would require Council to consider whether they wish to proceed to any further stages of this process.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Gillingham, your point.
So the next airport meeting, Madam Chair, Will that go to the airport meeting first, the actual airport meeting?
This meeting? Depends when this work will be finished.
So through you, Madam Mayor, at the CEO's discretion, I've always considered this matter is for the council to determine, as distinct from the airport committee. And so we would like to, we'll continue to inform the airport committee of the high level discussions. But I see that this is essentially an issue where the Town of Port Hedland Council needs to make the major decisions.
But it will also be across the table at the airport committee.
Through Madam Mayor, we can certainly...
For information purposes, it always is conveyed, but the CEO is right. This is an asset. This is a property we own, so council needs to have a say on this.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, so any further points of clarification? I have a mover in Councillor Jacobs, second in Councillor Melville, but I'll just firstly insert in part one, I have a value of...
Madam Mayor, the value is $110,000 plus $15,000 travel.
So that equals $125,000. Glad I can help you with math, CEO. Good work. Plus GST, or did that include GST?
So... that will all be excluding GST.
Right, great. Okay. Then part two.
Madam Mayor, what we need to do is add in the balance, which is $75,000. We need a budget of $125,000 with $50,000
of... in this 125 in this gap here in part two.
So part two is $75,000, which is a difference.
Through the chair, $75,000 in part two of recommendation.
Everyone's happy now? So still moving?
Still seconding.
Right. Any against? Motion carried. 8-0. Well done, everyone. Team effort.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, just give me the room for a second.
Do you want me to... Oh, you're just going? Yep. Councillor Gillingham is now leaving the room at 6:45. Okay. Okay, so we're now on page 86. Item 13, late items as permitted by presiding member. I have one, 13.1, application for gross rental valuation to mining, petroleum and resource interests. I need a mover and a seconder. This is, members of the public, this is a late item. And everyone might be looking at me a bit confused, but it is a very, very late item. Yeah, but I'll first deal with this 13. I just note that she's out of the room. But I mightn't have made a decision. We'll keep doing this stuff.
I'm just advising, just in case.
Relax.
See how efficient they are, Madam.
I know. Panicking everyone.
Very good point.
First, everyone, I have a new item. Now, it's not listed on the website, and I'm sorry about that, but it is very, very important. It's item 13.1, application of gross rental valuation to mining, petroleum and resource interests. Now, the reason why we did bring it to council in such a swift manner is that it's actually providing feedback back to WALGA, which will in turn provide feedback back to state government. So now I can start cutting my story short, see? I hadn't even brought the acting director in to help pad it out a little bit. So this is very important because, I'll still include you now, why is it so important we need to consider it now?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Well, in 2011, the state
Councilor
government...
Councillor Gillingham back in the room.
The state government prepared a mining policy looking at the process for the implementation of gross rental valuation of improvements on mining tenements. So while we're seeking feedback on the policy as the trial period expires on the 30th of June 2015. So a number of local governments have produced a standard response to to the West Australian Local Government Association, and it is recommended that Council support that response to Wagga, as well as a budget allocation to look at the funding for a project officer to undertake some, I guess, desktop analysis and high-level analysis in terms of our current rating of mining tenements and whether there is an opportunity to apply a gross rental valuation to improvements on mining tenements, resulting in an increase in the rating base of the town of Port Hedland. In doing so, that would look at a more equitable distribution of the rating across our different rating categories.
And that last sentence is the most important one, and that's why we've brought it to tonight. So sorry, members of the public, but you can get a copy of this. So I do have this item. Can I please first have a mover and seconder just to consider this last item? Move, Councillor Jacobs, seconded Councillor De Cash. Any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, now I have this item with the recommendation there. Simple majority vote. Can I have any points of clarification? Yes. Councillor Bunsen.
With point four there, I would like to know how much it's going to cost for the project officer.
Yes, CEO.
So, Madam Mayor, we're suspecting this will be a 12-month project, and it'll probably be perhaps a level four officer. Suspect that would be with on costs around $100,000 per annum. And we also suspect that those funds will be well and truly recovered by having a full rating capacity across all rateable land on State Agreement Acts and other state leased areas.
Thank you. Any other points of clarification, Councillor Hooper?
Then would it be true to say that that would just be for 1 year, and then for the following on years the income would maintain its level?
We suspect, again through Madam Mayor, we only need the additional resource for 12 months, and then the income would then be recurring. The income may actually be backdated. The rateable properties may need to be backdated, so we may even have additional funds from year one.
So yes, Councillor Hooper, rates will come in if that rateable property is still there. So if that structure and everything's still there, then yes. No. Any further points of clarification? Just checking. Councillor Butson.
Just through the chair, how far can they go back with the rating? Go back with charging rates?
CEO, how far can we go back?
Through Madam Mayor, if we can verify the date that the building was built, and as long as it falls within the legislation, in other words, if it wasn't precluded from rateable, from being rateable under the government policy or a previous State Agreement Act, we can go back to the date of construction if we can get that information. Or completion of construction.
Anything else? Any further points of clarification? Do I move Councillor Cash, seconded Councillor Jacob? Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. All done. Okay, item 14, motions of which previous notice have been given. There are nil. Item 15, reports of committees. 15.1, Audit and Finance Committee minutes from the 19th of November. Simple majority vote required.
Madam Mayor, that's called a Mass Noble Clubhouse, as mentioned again. Mm-hmm. Would it be likely that
you could read your declaration?
Just a cover of my. Yes. Okay, with regards to item 15.1, down to page 11.1. I disclose I have an association with the applicant. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality in the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Brilliant. Thank you, Councillor De Cash. Okay, I have a recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification? Move, Councillor Jacobs, seconded Councillor Hunt. Ooh, Councillor Gillingham, you nearly got it. Okay, any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, item 16, confidential items. I'll just list them first. Members of the public, I do have three confidential items to consider tonight. They are 16.1, endorsement of appointment of Director of Corporate Services, 16.2, Chief Executive Officer Employment Contract, and 16.3, Town of Port Hedland sole ownership proposal of a 2.3 megawatts powered solar farm. So they're the three items that are listed now. Can I please have a mover and seconder that they be listed for consideration? Move Councillor Jacobs, seconded Councillor De Cash. Do I have any against? No. Great, so that's passed 8-0. Now can I have a mover and seconder to go in confidence? Moved Councillor Hunt, seconded Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Okay, we'll go in confidence. That's 8-0. So members of the public will consider those items. You're most welcome to stay in the foyer and most welcome to come back after the consideration of those items. Moved Councillor Butson, seconded Councillor Melville. Any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, Patrick, please let the public back in. Thank you, thank you. Please resume your... Your messy writing, my messy writing. You have to, that's what you do. You read through the three items to read through. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Whilst you're away, we considered three confidential items. 16.1, endorsement of appointment of Director of Corporate Services. The recommendation was that Council receives the advice from the Chief Executive Officer that he proposes to employ the preferred candidate as identified in this confidential report as a senior employee of the Town of Port Hedland in the role of Director of Corporate Services. That was passed 8-0. 16.2, Chief Executive Officer Employment Contract. The following recommendation was passed. That Council, 1, note the CEO Recruitment Working Group has reviewed the attached contract of employment and views the contract of employment to be satisfactory. That 2, execute a replacement contract of employment with Mr. Malcolm John Osborne as the Town of Port Hedland's Chief Executive Officer for the period from the 22nd of October 2015 to the 22nd of October 2018. Part 2A, in doing so, investigate and bring back to Council in February the FBT implications of the contract of employment. And Part 2B, to workshop the key performance criteria and indicators with Council and to bring that back to Council in February 2015. That recommendation was passed 6-2. And then 16.3, the Town of Port Hedland sole ownership proposal of a 2.3 megawatt solar farm. The recommendation is quite a long recommendation. 1, approve a loan to the value of $4,725,675 to fund the 2.3 megawatt solar farm to be constructed at the southeast corner of the Kingsford Smith Business Park, subject to survey, to be in operation by a target date of July 2016 with a life expectancy of 20 years. Solely owned by the Town of Port Hedland, in brackets the town, subject to the final grant approval by the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, ARENA, tentatively scheduled in February 2015 and meeting financial close deadline as required by ARENA, whilst acknowledging A, that the grant funds will be governed by a funding agreement between the town and ARENA, Part 2B, that BOSOL Funds Management Proprietary Limited, BOSOL, will be appointed to carry out the selection process, including the design of the contract relating to the construction of the solar farm through an engineering procurement contract, EPC, with the town on the basis that 1, the EPC construction charge is equal to or better than the amount as documented in the financial model. Part 2, the EPC contract protects against price variation. And Part 3, that the EPC contract is consistent with accepted industry practice. C, that in parallel to selecting the EPC, BOSOL will also carry out the selection process, including the design of the contract of the contractor through an operational maintenance O&M contract for the town. 1, term is expected to be 5 years with 3 by 5 year extensions subject to the confirmation and acceptance by the town at the end of each 5 year completion date. D, that after 10 years of operation, 2026, the battery and inverter will be required to be replaced and the town will be required to set aside energy savings of an anticipated $1 million plus minus to carry out these essential works. E, that the town might also be required to invest additional capacity for from the Horizon Power Network in the future. 2, authorise the Chief Executive Officer or his delegate to enter into the appropriate legal and contractual agreements, including the Arena Funding Agreement, the appointment of BOSOL, the EPC and the O&M Construction Operational Contracts. 3, request the town staff report back to the council on the progress of the project, including but not limited to funding agreement with Arena and all associated contracts in due course. And 4, subject to Arena Board approving the project on the 18th of February 2015, request the Chief Executive Officer implement a comprehensive community awareness and briefing campaign associated with this proposal, including but not limited to A, the production of a detailed proposal project document, B, community information session, C, information and frequently asked question sheets, and D, regular project updates by the town's website and social media. And that was passed 8-0.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Welcome. And congratulations, CEO. So I'll continue the meeting if I can. Okay, item 17, applications for leave of absence. Deputy
yes,
Mayor.
Yes, Madam Mayor, thank you very much. I apply for leave between the 19th of December and returning on the 18th of January 2015.
Great. Councillor De Cash.
No, Madam Mayor, thank you.
Councillor
thank
Gillingham. Councillor Hooper.
From the 20th of December to the 12th of January.
Great. Councillor Hunt.
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Butson, Councillor Melville.
Yes, Madam Mayor, from the 5th of February through to the 7th of February, but I'll just in regards to what was speaking about earlier, I'll make sure governments have got a copy of my schedule so you can be part of it.
Great, thank you.
Workshop.
Great.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Great. And I will have leave from the 22nd of December to the 10th of January. Thank you. All right. Item 18, now this is a new addition to our standing orders, attendance by telephone, instantaneous communications.
Point of clarification, Madam Mayor.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Is that what you were doing?
yes, I'm happy.
Moved for all those leave of absences, sorry. Moved, Councillor Jacobs, seconded Councillor Butson. Do I have any against? Motion is carried 8-0. So excited to get to item 18. What was your point of clarification?
What is it?
So it's within the rules now that you must be within Western Australia, but you must be greater than 200 kilometres from here. 150 kilometres. So you must be at least 150 kilometres from here. And if you are 150 kilometres from here, but still in Western Australia, you're allowed to participate by phone.
Wow.
So you never now need to miss another meeting. You are here.
That is...
As long as you're within Western Australia.
That is marvellous.
That's right.
So through the chair, do you have to apply?
Yes, we've passed our new standing orders. Yes, so you need to give us a heads up now, because it needs to be moved and seconded that you can participate. That's correct, yes.
Just within the state, though.
Yes, you must be within Western Australia. That's right. That's a good start. That's not far enough. It's only 80 kilometres. You must be further. 150.
Hello,
I know.
Hello, Wimcraig Pub.
Yeah.
Oh, George, it's for you.
Yeah. Okay. Does anyone have any intention of partaking by this mechanism next time?
No, we are.
That's a shame.
We're 18th of February.
All right. So. No one for that. So before I close, I'd like to take this opportunity to wish the CEO, all staff families, all of us, all our families, a very Merry Christmas and a safe and peaceful New Year. Please be very careful, particularly if you're travelling and particularly if you're on the road. Please be nice and safe and come back to us nice and safe. Ready for us to reconvene. I thank everyone for their efforts this year. It has been a full-on year, but next year is going to be even more busy. So get ready, rest up, get ready for a very big year. Our next meeting, now we have and we are convening a special council meeting on Wednesday the 28th of January. So that will be our first kickoff. It is a special council meeting. then we will get back into the normal swing with a public agenda briefing session being held on Wednesday the 18th of February commencing at 3:30 p.m. and then our ordinary council meeting being held on Wednesday the 25th of February commencing at 5:30 p.m. So without any further business, I declare the meeting closed at 7:55. Thank you everyone.